Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Kim Kelly and you're listening to KTAG on 97.9 FM and online at mybighornbasin.com. It's about 8:30 on a Friday morning, which means it's time for Fur Baby Friday. This is where we feature an animal that's currently hanging out at the Park County Animal Shelter here in Cody, waiting for its forever home. And we do want to thank Cody Feed for helping us make Fur Baby Friday possible each and every single week. With me this week from the Park County Animal Shelter is Jesse. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Good, Kim. How are you?
Doing good. Who did you bring with you today?
Well, I brought Buddha. He's one of our black lab mixes over at the shelter.
He's a big boy.
He is. He's got some legs, but man, he does think he's the size of like a chihuahua and just needs to sit on your lap.
So he's a bull in a china shop, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's such a cuddle bug.
What is he mixed with? Because he's awful tall for a lab.
We have no clue. He's some sort of mix. Yeah. Have no idea.
Well, he's got big paws, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done growing in height-wise, but now that he's hitting, he's just over a year, he's going to start filling out in weight-wise. But yeah, he's got some long legs.
All right. So to give us a quick rundown of how Buddha came to you guys at the Park County Animal Shelter.
So sadly, he's another surrender. Mm-hmm. Folks that had him, the original owners had to move.
Okay.
And so they brought him here to us. He has gotten along great with certain dogs. Loves cats. His new best friend is Popsicle. He likes to lay in the sun and stare at her food. We can't quite figure out which one yet. But he's grown up with cats. He's been with little kids. When people first see him at the shelter, and we try to remind people that they're excited, they bounce around, and they look like they're just so much energy.
Right.
But I mean, once he gets out for a walk, he does great on the ride here. He hopped into the back seat of my car, didn't try to get up into the front seat. He laid down.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect gentleman for getting his pup cup over at Rawhide. And it's just overall, he's a great dog.
Well, we have, you know, people in the background who are keeping him busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he likes to jump up. He's rambunctious. He's at that borderline puppy age of being one. So, I mean, he still has a little bit of energy. But I mean, he's so chill right now.
Yeah.
He's hanging out in the background, getting rubs and cuddles. And
yeah, at that age, they kind of go through, we call it the typical teenage stage, where some days you'll have perfect gentleman. He does great. And then you have days where you're like, dude, we need to have a talk here.
You need to settle down.
You need to settle down. Bring the energy level down, like maybe about 5 octaves. But overall, I mean, he's just, like you said, right now, he's just laying there like, oh, life is grand. I'm getting scratches.
Would he be good basically for any family since he's been around kids and cats before?
Yeah, yeah. Great around, or has been around the cats, the kids. I mean, so overall, he'd be great for any type of family. We do suggest making sure that you have a fenced-in yard.
Mm-hmm.
And also just making sure that you kind of learn to work with him at this age. And because of what has happened of him being surrendered, he may be a little anxious when people leave and stuff like that. So we want to make sure that people know to give him a good, safe area that they feel like they're not just going to be left again.
Right.
Yeah. But overall, he'd be great for anybody.
So if anybody listening to Fur Baby Friday this morning right here on KTAG is interested in Buddha, what's a great way that they can get a hold of you?
So they can definitely put an application online for parkcountyanimalshelter.org. They can call us at the shelter at 307-587-5110, or they can definitely get a hold of us via social media through Facebook Messenger.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you so much for stopping by today and bringing Buddha with you.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.